says, I'm not a rich man with diamonds to bring. I'm not one for sin. I can do anything. I'm nothing, no, but no one, except a grain of sand, except for the touch of the Master's strong hand. Amen. All thankful for the Master's strong hand. Turn your Bibles tonight, book of Genesis. Try to preach to you what we felt on our heart earlier today. Book of Genesis, chapter 37. We'll start with verse 23. Story of Joseph tonight as a dreaming boy. And Joseph was a young man who God had spoke to and had hopes and dreams. But I want to preach tonight about a couple of incidents that happened in Joseph's lives that was really uncalled for. The Bible said in the book of Genesis, chapter 37, verse 23, and it came to pass when Joseph was come unto his brethren that they stripped Joseph out of his coat, his coat of many colors that was on him. And they took him and cast him into a pit. And the pit was empty. There was no water in it. The Bible said that they stripped him of his coat. His coat, who was given in honor of his father. It was a mark of his position and the love of his father, the coat of his many colors. But we see a little bit of jealousy and just something that was really uncalled for. Amen. How many knows that about the time you start to do something good, amen, the devil will start coming around messing. And I've called and talked to some preachers in whom I'd preached revival with, and it seemed like every time I would call, amen, always something bad. Never something good. And I said, well, there's some things that are called for and some things that are uncalled for. Amen. But we have the story of a young boy by the name of Joseph who was full of energy, who was full of zeal. Amen. Who was full and had a vision. Amen. That one day his brothers would bow unto him. Amen. But all sometimes, amen, things doesn't just always work out, amen, the way that we think they will. But the Bible said that they stripped him of his coat and cast him into prison. His coat was given to him by his father, in whom he that loved him. The Bible says in chapter 39, verse 10, the Bible said, and it came to pass that as she, speaking of Potiphar's wife, spake to Joseph day by day, that he hearkened not unto her to lie by her or to be with her. And it came to pass about this time that Joseph went into the house to do his business. There was none of the men of the house there within. She called him by his garment, saying, lie with me. And he left his garment in her hand and fled and got him out. The Bible says that on down in verse 20, and Joseph's master took him and put him back into prison. Two times we see of a man losing his coat. First of all, it was a coat of his father and whom loved him. It was something that was precious to him. It was something, amen, that no other doubt he would not trade for anything else in this world. It was something that was given to him. Amen. Just it was one of those priceless keepsakes. But all we see that he was stripped of it. It was taken away. Amen. He was cast into prison. Amen. Then we read on over. Amen. Then in the 39th chapter. Amen. A robe that came. Amen. From his master. Amen. From the royalty. Amen. Now was given into him. Amen. Because that Potiphar loved him and trusted him. Amen. He was only bought for a slave. Amen. Up on the auction block. Amen. But he found ransom. Amen. All that he got a coat and was now in the palace. He came from the rags of a slave, from the dunghill now to the throne. Amen. But see, he was traded. Amen. Even though that God spoken to his heart, even though that he knew the promise of God in his heart, amen, he still, amen, did not know how it was happened, amen, but oh, amen, he went through. Every time he got up to the top, it seemed he got to the bottom. Help me for a few minutes, I'll try to preach to you. Joseph again was stripped. We see a man with so high of hopes, so high of promises, but all we see and read him in some of the lowest parts of his life. And the old saying is, what comes up must come down. Amen. Sorry to say, that is sometimes reality. But the Bible said, amen, that he, amen, coming in, he was lied on, amen, he was stripped about, amen, that even in his innocence, amen, he was still thrown into prison. Amen, I want to tell you, not everything is always going to go in the way that you think it will. And some of the most precious things that seems like God has given to us, sometimes seems, amen, to slowly fade away. Amen. One man wrote and said, an old story tells, amen, that when Joseph began to talk about God, amen, to the temptress, amen, she flung her skirt, amen, over the wooden gods that were in the palace, amen, and said, hey, Joseph, amen, now our God's eyes, amen, are hid. Oh, but Joseph said, my God, he still sees. Amen. It don't matter. The Bible said, amen, that the eyes of the Lord are in every place. Behold, the good and the evil. Some have said, hey, if I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I ascend up into the heavens, amen, you surely shall be found there. Amen. God is every place. Amen. God is in every situation. Amen. God is in every part of our life. Amen. If we live for him, amen, he will guide us. Amen. He will go with us. Amen. No matter that where we go, amen, even though we have the promise of the goodness of God, amen, even though we have the power and the Spirit of God, amen, it's no sign that we're going to go through some adversities. One man said that adversity is the diamond dust that heaven polishes its jewels with. And sometimes our adversities seem greater than our strength. But how many knows the Bible said that in our weakness, his strength, amen, will be made perfect. Hallelujah. Amen. The Bible said, amen, in the book of John chapter 10 and 10, it says, the thief cometh not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Jesus said that I am come that they might have life, that they might have it more abundantly. We're seeing here, amen, the story of an innocent boy, amen, and an innocent man, amen, with high hopes, amen, with abilities, amen, with the hand of God on him, amen, with the Spirit of God leading his life, amen, but still we're finding him, amen, down in the lower parts, amen, of a prison house, amen, of an old nasty pit, amen, that was thrown, he was betrayed, amen, he was traded, amen, by the ones who loved him. Jesus said, I was wounded in the house of my friends. But the Bible said that the thief cometh not but to kill, to steal, and to destroy. Amen. I want to tell you tonight, amen, we're in a warfare. Amen. But we cannot gaze upon the warfare. Amen. For Jesus told him, amen, why stand ye here gazing? Amen. Get on. Amen. We must gotta, amen, we've got a race that is set before us. Amen. That we must fight. Amen. But we also must remember that we're fighting a true devil. And we see a lot of people, especially in this world, bright lights, big cameras, big crowds, but no devil. And a lot of times we sometimes get in this thing and it looks like it's all joy and all glamorous. But I want to tell you tonight, as well as I know and well as you know, there's a thief and there's a murderer loose tonight. I remember one time, Brother Collins, I had just come in from coon hunting. I was just a younger boy then. I'm still young, but I was younger than what I am now. And I come in with my mining hat on, have my boots on, have my dogs tied up. And all of a sudden, amen, just in my uncle's house, me and my papa, amen, coming out of the woods right out from the barn in the farmhouse, amen, where we used to live. Amen, and all of a sudden, this old drunken man, amen, came through the door. And when he came through the door, he was armed with a .22 rifle. And there we was, just coming out, wore out and tired. Amen. We come in, Brother Oscar Oakley. We didn't know what to do. Amen. A man intoxicated with alcohol. Amen. With a loaded .22 in. Amen. Pointing it at our faces. Amen. We didn't know what to do. Amen. We didn't know where to go. We didn't know where to turn. Amen. We could not call the police. Amen. Amen. He would probably shot us, Brother Mike Barker. Amen. And hey, I'm a chicken sometimes. Amen. I'm not the bravest guy. Amen. But when I was little, this guy seemed as though he was a giant. Amen. But it caught us unaware. Amen. Being there at gunpoint. Amen. Not having time to think. Amen. The robber came and robbed. Well, we had some dogs. The only thing they knew to bite was a coon. Well, what do we do? My mind began to think as I prayed today that a lot of times, unaware, the Bible said that if the good man of the house had known when the thief would had come, he would had been prepared. I want to tell you tonight firsthand, amen, there's a devil and a robber the loose. Amen. He may show up your house. He may not show up at your house. Amen. But all unaware, amen, he will come in, amen, to kill and destroy. Amen. And destroy everything that you got. Amen. Your good name. Amen. Your reputation. Amen. And strip you of your coat. Amen. Song of Solomon said, and he brought me into his banqueting house, and his banner over me was with love. Hallelujah. We read in the book of 1 Samuel chapter 30. You still with me tonight? Amen. Chapter 30, we read about how Ziglag, amen, had come in, and the Amalekites had come in, amen, and stole David's wives, amen, and David's wives, amen, one's name in the Hebrew, amen, their meaning, amen, joy, and the other meaning thanksgiving. Amen. David was just camping out, and him and his men and the enemy came in, amen, and stole it unaware, amen, grabbed it, amen, and all David had lost his joy and his thanksgiving. Amen. No other doubt was depressed, but the Bible said David encouraged himself. And we see here that even in the midst of losing his joy and his thanksgiving, folks, the robber had come to steal. But I've come tonight not to preach on what the robber can steal. My message tonight is not about what he can do, but about what God can let us do. The Bible said that Samson had come to destroy the Philistines. They had come in and destroyed everything and try to take over. But God had a man. The Bible said that in the verse, chapter, book of Isaiah, chapter 9. And except it wasn't for the Lord having a remnant, we would have all been as Sodom. We would have all been as Gomorrah. Amen. We would have been destroyed. Amen. But thank God for a group of people that still wants to live for God. Amen. That still wants to feel the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. I don't know where I'd be. Amen. If my grandma and my mom had not prayed for me. Amen. Oh, there was a remnant in our lives. Amen. There is a remnant in your life. But the Bible said in the book of Ezekiel tonight, chapter 39, verse 8. The Bible said, behold, it has come. It is done, saith the Lord God. This is the day wherefore I have spoken. They that dwell in the cities of Israel shall go forth and shall set on fire and burn the weapons, both the shields and the bucklers, the bows and the arrows and the hand staves, the spears, and they shall burn them all with fire for 7 years, so that they shall take no wood out of the field, neither cut down any out of the forest, for they shall burn the weapons with fire, and they shall spoil those that have spoiled them, and rob those that have robbed them. Amen, saith the Lord. Amen, Samson. Amen, realizing that he was facing up against an enemy. Amen, a man that the Bible said the Spirit would move on at times. Amen, called him. Amen, so few hundred. Amen, foxes by the tail. And he tied them together. Amen, in the midst to destroy the enemy. But I want to tell you what. Ain't nobody ever called a fox. Amen, without a challenge. And I'll tell you tonight, we've got a purpose. Help me preach here tonight. We've got a purpose here in this life. It's not to be beat down with the enemy. Called a pastor the other day. We're leaving out, going next couple of weeks down in Tennessee. Oh, the devil's been fighting. The devil's been messing. I said, yeah, he'll do that. He'll do that. But I want to tell you, when the devil starts messing, one man said, God starts blessing. In the midst of our challenges, in the midst of what he has stolen, in the midst of what he has torn down, in the midst of our discouragements, amen, in the midst of our downfalls and our mistakes, amen, in the midst of all that we have messed up, amen, in the midst of all that we have done right, amen, we're fighting against the enemy, amen, below tonight we do not have to be a defeated foe. The Bible said that Samson, amen, he tied those foxes' tails together. Amen, Brother Mike Barker, you know the story. Amen, that he burned them and set them on fire. Amen, the foxes begin to go out. Amen, in the midst of the crowd. Amen, and begin to burn all of them down. Amen, but I want to tell you, there ain't no Philistine afraid of any fox. There ain't no devil any afraid, amen, of any man. Amen, but the Bible said at the name of Jesus, amen, the very devils tremble and the demons tremble. Amen, folks, it's time we rob the robber. Amen, we take back what the devil's stolen from us. The Bible said that he tied them together. He set them on fire and they were loosed. Oh, if we could only bind together. The Bible said that on the day of Pentecost, Brother Oscar Oakley, amen, was they all fighting and was they all at discord? Amen, was they all just at, amen, at my four no more? Amen, in my corner? Amen, having a little chimney corner? Amen, over in the middle of the room? Amen, oh, was they just, amen, trying to do this? No, amen, the Bible said that they got in all in one mind and in one accord. And the Bible said that he bound them up together and set them aflame. A fox is so sly, no dog can hardly reach it. No dog can hardly get it. There's some traps that cannot even get it. The Bible said that the foxes, they can spoil the vine. Just the little foxes. Amen, they are sneaky. Amen, but oh, in the midst of all the numerous foxes that was tied together, amen, the enemy was not afraid of the foxes. But what they was afraid of was the fire. And I want to tell you tonight, when we face up against the giant, he may look us on as a ruddy kid with a bunch of rocks in our hands, but little as much when God is in it. I want to tell you tonight, the number may be down, your friends may be few, your strength may be weak, the enemy may not be backing off at you, But tonight, if we can get a hold of the fire, the Bible said that they shall burn them, amen, with fire. Amen. They shall rob them. Amen. That rob them. Amen. Robbing the robbers tonight. Amen. If we could get together, amen, and take back what the devil has stolen. Amen. We could get back and bind together. Amen. Get a hold of the fire of God. Amen. Burning on our souls. Amen. Oh, we could take back what he stole from us. Bible said, I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore, amen, and I have the keys of death, hell, and the grave. What have you got tonight? What have you got tonight? I realize day in after day, morning after morning, how less and less I am in the eyes of God in this world. But one thing that I realized that my Uncle Millard Scott used to always say, he'd say, son, you better get a hold of something that's going to take you above these treetops. You better get a hold of something that's going to lift you out, that's going to take you out of this world. He was just an old farmer. Amen. I lived across the river from him, from his farm, hunted on his farm. Amen. He may not have had much in this world. Amen. But oh, the power of God, how he would find, amen, praying around. Amen. The fire of God that he would have. Amen. He would, when he would preach. Amen. He would witness. Amen. I don't know about you. Amen. They could have everything. All the entertainment. Amen. All the amen, showmanship. Amen. They could have all the abilities. Amen. But give me Jesus. Amen. Give me the power of God. Amen. Give me the fire of God. Amen. Then we could take back what he stole. I just get tired sometimes, folks, having to come into a service defeated. I have to get tired of getting in and pumping and priming. Kind of like one of them old water spigots we used to have back home. You'd pump and pump. Sometimes it'd take a few pumps before you'd get any wet water out. I want to tell you, we don't have to do that. We don't have to be a defeated foe with an empty nest. But we can come back and take back what the devil has stole from us. We can take back the people that he stole from us. We could take back, amen, the blessings that he stole from us, and not have to sit down and prime and pump. Hallelujah. But oh, the times that the Spirit comes by. When is it, Brother Oscar Oakley? Amen. It's when we all bind together. Amen. In spirit and in truth. Amen. In worship, in one in mind and one in accord. Amen. Could two, amen, walk together except they agree. Amen. Oh, that we could agree tonight. Amen. And go back up to the mount. Amen. And take what back. Amen. What he has stolen from us. Amen. Oh, I want to tell you. Amen. He did not steal it for his benefit. Amen. But only to kill, steal, and destroy. I want to tell you, a lot of families, a lot of friends, a lot of people the devil's stolen. I'm not no great preacher. I'm not no great singer or spokesman. But I want to tell you, I want to be one that can have a message to tell somebody. I went up just a few days ago. I don't say this to put any feathers in my hat, but I was praying one day and I said, Lord, what do you want me to do? Let me do something in the ministry. He said, get out and knock on some doors. I'd never been so burdened in seeing the people lost, people knowing about this church. I went to one of the trailer parks and just kind of walked around. Later on, found there was no soliciting, but at that time I didn't know. Knock, knock. An elder lady come with a Budweiser shirt on. I used to go down there to the highway of holiness. I know about that holiness way of living. I know about them people that speak in other tongues. I know about them people, hey man, you know about the way you're supposed to live and everything. I said, but where do you go to church at now? I don't go nowhere. I want to tell you, there's one that's been stolen. I was off on Milliken the other day, amen, working out on Indian Springs Road, amen, working out at Indian Trace, man out washing on his, amen, truck, amen, I mean, man, he done everything, amen, but kicked me off the sidewalk, amen, he talked mean, he said, I don't want anything to do with your religion, amen, I'm not interested in your belief, amen, I don't want to have anything to do with it. There's another one that's stole. Went to another trailer just within a mile's distance of here. Knock, knock. Old man and woman come to the door. Yeah, I know about that church down there. Yeah, I know somebody goes down there. Do you know them? I used to go down there about 20-something years ago. Lost and undone. Folks, I want to tell you, the devil's come out to kill, steal, and destroy. What are we going to do about it? I want to tell you, there's a work to do. I got a cousin, he's 20-something years old, in a prison not far from here, just right off the road, dying lost. He had a drive-by shooting, shot I don't know how many he killed. Raised in church all his life. Family used to come to this church. Lost and undone. I got some other family members within rock throwing distance of this church. Just right off Milliken. They ain't right with God. Folks, let's take back what the devil stole from us. There's a work for us to be done. If I never can preach in a camp meeting, that's all right with me. If I can never sing at a big another meeting or never sing like one of these other professionals can, that's all right with me. I want to do something in the ministry. I want to reach somebody, folks. Hallelujah. Amen. There's a lost and dying world. Amen. The devil, one by one, amen, is robbing and stealing. Amen. Destroying and killing. Amen. But we must not set back. Amen. For Jesus said, I have the keys, amen, of death, hell, and the grave. Amen. He has all authority. Amen. And they overcame him. Amen. By the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. There's a work to do. What can we do tonight? Let's all stand. There's a world to be reached. There's blessings and people to be gained back. There's land and property that we need to gain back as a church. Let's go back out after the blessing that the enemy has stolen. Let's bring it back in. Amen. If we could tonight, let's come around and find ourselves a place to pray. Let's take back what the devil stole from us tonight. Let's rob that robber tonight. He's a thief tonight. He's a stealer. Hallelujah. He's after your family. He's after your soul. He's after you tonight. Hallelujah. We have victory over the enemy. Hallelujah. We have the power in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.